Silly Celtic Songs on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 403.
Beggar man, I'm begging you, been for 3 score or more, and this little lad of green, and I'm known to live me down to the Sagoo, and the name that I go by is Old Johnny Doo. While the trade to go, sure, the begging is the best, when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest, take fire or supper, when there's nothing left to do, just duck around your corner with your old bigger do. Slept one night in a barnack or a barn, waiting for the morn, and I slept till the dawn. The holes in the roof, but the rain ain't coming through. Cats and the rats playing peekaboo, but who should awaken but the woman of the house, with her white spotty apron and a calico blouse. She began to frighten, I said, "Boo! Don't be afraid, ma'am, it's only Johnny Doo." Flaxy-haired girl one day, good morning little flaxy-haired girl, I did say, good morning little beggar man, and how do you do, with your rags and your bags and your old rig-a-doo, a bobby pair of leggings and a collar of a tie, and a nice young lassie of bitch, by and by, buy a pair of goggles and I'll color them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I'll make her too. Over the road with the pack on my back, over the road with the great heavy sack, my holes, my shoes, my toes, get a rinky dinky, it's only Johnny Doo. Must be going to bed, boys, getting late at night, and the fire's all wrecked, and out go the lights. Now you heard the story of me old rig-a-doo, good night, got me with you, so don't try to do.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you, as always, to support these artists. Share this show with your friends and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Now, this show probably sounds a little bit different this week because I am out of town. I'm in Texas right now. I've been performing at Sherwood Forest Fair outside of Austin, Texas. I had a great first weekend, and I'm going back again this week. And I also bring my family to this trip every year, my daughters. And so it turns into very difficult if I don't plan properly. And for whatever reason this year, St. Patrick's Day and all the other stuff that's happening in my life right now, I was not able to plan properly. So, of course, this show is coming out late. I apologize. I hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be a fun one. So, we kicked off the show with Gaelic Fury Band. That was Little Beggarman from Swimming Upstream. Next up is Seamus Kennedy from his album On the Rocks. This is God is from New Jersey, the Tornado Song.
I am a wandering minstrel and I travel round the land with lots of silly stories and songs to beat the band. Some folks say I'm irreverent because of all my jokes, but I was there at Jack Frost when the Almighty spoke. Yes, I was there at Jack Frost when the Almighty spoke. God is from New Jersey, he brought the whole house down. West Virginia's almost heaven, but Bayonne's God's hometown. I was poking fun at Jersey and the girls who can't say no, when suddenly the sky turned black and the wind began to blow. I was singing about the turnpike and the rest stops on the way, when the Lord said that ain't funny, so he blew the tent away. Yes, the Lord said that ain't funny, so he blew the tent away. God is from New Jersey, he made it very clear. He tore the tent to pieces and he sucked up all the beer. Now I can pick on Pottsville and no one really cares, 'cause I saw cans of Yingling go swirling through the air. And the moral of the story that I have learned is this: thou shalt not pick on Jersey, 'cause the Lord gets really pissed. No, thou shalt not pick on Jersey, 'cause the Lord gets really pissed. God is from New Jersey, he brought the whole house down. West Virginia's almost heaven, but Bayonne's God's hometown.
One, two, three, hell!
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day on the road down to Albert Sea, the sun was bright, the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pipe wouldn't do me no harm. I went up to the barman, said, give me a stout. Says the barman,
I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood.
Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh,
and never, oh, never, oh, never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. I've been drinking a pint of a Johnny Temple.
After lowering my third, I went out to the yard, where I walked into Profi, the bits of the guard.
Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law?
I rapped with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his legs doubled up. But it wasn't I hit him, t'was the Johnny Jumper. Fixing a saw down in yon by the sea. Was as a cripple on crutches, and he says to me,
I am afraid for me life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me across to the railwayman's bar?
After 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. Oh,
never, oh, never, oh, never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, but the drinking pint of a Johnny Jumper.
Oh. I went up the Lee Road, a friend for to see. They call it the madhouse in Port Valley. But when I got there, the truth I do tell, they had that poor bugger locked up in a cell. Says the guard testing him, say these words if you can.
Around the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal ran.
Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad. It was only 6 pints of that cider I had.
Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. I was drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumper.
Night in Union by the name of McNabb. They washed him and placed him outside on the slab. And out of the corner his measurements did take. His wife took him home to a bloody fine week. Now the hour it was noon and the beard was high. And the corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh,
I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up. Then I bring them a pint down and Johnny jump up.
Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never,
oh,
again,
oh, never again.
If I live to 100 or 100.
I'm drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumper. Oh, never, never, never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I'm drinking a pint of.
a drunken sailor? What would you do with a drunken sailor? What would you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
Well, you take him and you shake him and you try to wake him. Take him and you shake him and you try to wake him. Take him and you shake him and you try to wake him early in the morning.
Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
Then you strap him to the mizzen mast till he's sober, strap him to the mizzen mast till he's sober, strap him to the mizzen mast till he's sober
early in the morning. Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
Then you shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor
early in the morning. Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
Then you put him in bed with the captain's daughter, put him in bed with the captain's daughter,
put him in bed with the captain's daughter early in the morning. Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
Well, he ain't seen the captain's daughter, he ain't seen the captain's daughter,
he ain't seen the captain's daughter early in the morning. Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
Well, that's what you do with a drunken sailor, that's what you do with a drunken sailor,
that's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning. Way head up she rises, way head up she rises, way head up she rises early in the morning.
I woke Monday morning, a very special day. I had myself an interview, honest work for honest pay. I walked to my Toyota, as handsome as you please, and found within to my chagrin, fairy stole my keys. I'd seen them in the kitchen, all around the floor. They kept the nice apartment just behind the pantry door. I thundered and I rumbled, I ranted and I screamed. I swear I heard their laughter when fairy stole my keys. Never try to tell me that fairies don't exist. I've seen them in the forest and playing in the mist. But if you disrespect them, they'll bring you to your knees. I swear I learned my lesson when fairies stole my keys. I left them on the table like every other day. There's plenty of the shiny things that they could take away. Why must they mess with my success and threaten my career? When I listen closely, what's that jingle that I hear? I left them cream, left them cream and butter, and leather and copper too.
I left them gold and silver, but they never fixed my shoes.
No matter how I begged of them, they just ignored my pleas.
No mercy from the little folk, fairies stole my keys. Never try to tell me that fairies don't exist. I've seen them in the forest, they're playing in the mist. And if you disrespect them, they'll bring you to your knees. I swear I learned my lesson when the fairies stole my keys. In the coffee shops and pubs, I've traveled all around the world and lived a life of ease. Since one time for a little while, the fairy stole my keys.
Never try to tell me that fairies don't exist. I've seen them in the forest, I'm playing in the mist. But if you disrespect them, they'll bring you to your knees. I swear I learned my lesson when the fairy stole my keys. I swear I learned my lesson when stole my keys.
Tim Finley. Finnegan lived in Watkins Street. A gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He'd a beautiful brogue, so rich and sweet. And to rise in the world, he carried a hod. You see, he'd a sort of the Tipplin way. With a love for the liquor, poor Tim was born. To help him on with his work each day, he'd a drop of the crate to rip and mourn. Whack for the dead now, dance see a partner, walk the floor. Your trotter's shake was with the troop. I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning, Tim felt rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Whack for the dead now, don't see a partner. Well, before your trotter's shake was there the shrimp that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First they brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim of Arneen, why did you die? I shut your gobs and Penny McGee. Oh, whack all of that now, don't see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? Gave her a belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon engage, was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage when the row and eruption soon began. Whack for the dead, no dance, see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? When a bottle of whiskey flew at him, the mist had landed on the bed, and the liquor scattered over Tim. Tim revives, see how he rises, Timothy rising from the bed, saying, will you whiskey around like blazes? Tannemandale, do you think I'm dead? Whack for the dead, now dance, see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? Whack for the dead, now dance, see a partner, walk the floor, your trotter's shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake?
After Seamus Kennedy was Stout Pounders with Johnny Jump Up from Three Drunks Minimum, then Whiskey Bay Rovers with Drunken Sailor from Broadsides and Ballads, then Emerald Rose, Fairies Stole My Keys from their album Consuite, and finally Barley Juice with Tim Finnegan's Wake from Six Yanks. So I didn't mention the first section, but I'm sitting in my car right outside of Starbucks to record this episode, and then I'm going to go inside and do some mixing. Oh, geez, did I bring my headphones? Ack! the joys of being on the road and doing this stuff. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Joan emailed, "Hi, Mark. I listen to the podcast at work when I'm on a tight deadline working on my library's newsletter. The songs you play really keep me focused, especially your instrumental music study aid episodes. Thanks for filling my ears and keeping my brain on target." You bet, Joan. I need to get another instrumental episode out. Trying to plan ahead a little bit more than I have in the past. But it's difficult. It's a challenge. Darius emailed, "Hello, Mark. I came across your wonderful podcast recently and subscribed. Regarding voting, although all your featured musicians are wonderful, when asked to vote for a specific episode's featured musician, perhaps asking to vote for the particular featured song would be more appropriate. By that, I mean I have gone back and searched the bands featured, but found two or three songs as my personal favorites. Absolutely no offense to the great bands, but I wouldn't go as far as voting them as my favorite bands, rather songs. Also, what do you think about either as the final episode of the year or the first episode of the year featuring the top-rated songs of the year voted by the listeners? Anyway, thank you again, and I promise to become a paid subscriber once I have some income. Currently in the process of starting a sustainable, holistic, self-sufficient, off-the-grid eco-village in Canada. More on that if you're interested. Namaste." Thank you so much, Darius. First off, when it comes to the Celtic Top 20, it is actually about the song. I tell you to list the bands because it's easier to do the sorting and such than it is to list the songs. It makes sense to me. So, but ultimately, you are voting for the top songs in each episode. Now, at the end of the year, I might extrapolate a Top 20 Celtic Bands as a blog article, but that is not you voting for them. That is voting you voting for a song. For the past couple years, I've been doing the Celtic Top 20 episode as like the last episode of the year. Hopefully I can keep that as a regular thing. And finally, I'd love to hear about your eco-village. Please send me some information. I'd be happy to share it with the group too. All right, next up we have Keen from their album Almost Irish. This is one of my favorites. Every time anyone says, "Oh, you want some mead?" I say, "I've got the need for mead." Here's Keen.
Something yeasty, something old and dark and beastly, something to ignite my soul, something really, really old mead. Give me what the Vikings had. When they got thirsty, they got mad. Men with horn hats are so cool, everyone knows that Vikings rule mead. I've got the need for mead. I've got the need for mead. Take me where the nerds all go. The Renaissance fair like you don't know. They dress like idiots, they don't care. They'll be mead, we'll drink it there, mead. Druids gathered under moon. Stonehenge was the first saloon. I know what the Celtic drank. There's no one but the beast that thank me. I've got the need for mead. I've got the need for 5,000 years in making. It's us for the taking. Poaching whiskey, wine, and beer. We need something more severe. Mead. We're off to slay a dragon. He stole my favorite flagon. It was the best one that I had. On it, it said world's best dad. Mead. I've got the need. I've got the need for me. I've got the need for me. I've got the need for me.
Doctor went back in time, confident and clever. Doctor went where he planned, well, hardly ever. Doctor goes off again with his new gal today. Strictly platonic, it's Doctor of Gallifrey. Face all the dangers, Doctor of Gallifrey. Don't blink at angels, Doctor of Gallifrey. Dressed like a cricket man and on some celery. Who's your designer? Oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Doctor wears jackets colored like toucans. Doctor wears bow ties, he says they're cool, man. Flies a police box, time lords get in the way. Play your recorder, a Doctor of Gallifrey. You see the master, Doctor of Gallifrey. Run a bit faster, Doctor of Gallifrey. Honeymoon suite made Amy and Rory's day. Check out his unit, ha, Doctor of Gallifrey. Doctor has fought with Daleks and Autons. Doctor has saved all the worlds that he's fought on, except for the one that he screwed up royally. Tell me now, Doctor, what happened to Gallifrey? Travels through time and space, Doctor of Gallifrey. Sometimes regenerates, Doctor of Gallifrey. Doesn't that scarf get hot, or does it get in the way? Have a jelly baby, oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Take on the Cybermen, and be he not afraid. And as with Microsoft, avoid the upgrade. They will delete, or possibly something worse. Just like the Borg from that other universe. Silence attack again, Doctor of Gallifrey. Daleks are back again, Doctor of Gallifrey. If there's no handicap ramp, they will exterminate. Wipe them from time itself, it's Doctor of Gallifrey. Rose is the bad wolf, Susan will keep her wits. K-9's a robot, Harry has big eyes. Rivers reverse, Captain Jet goes every way. Here's to companions of Doctor of Gallifrey. Martha's a doctor too, Doctor of Gallifrey. So he's as smart as you, Doctor of Gallifrey. Jamie, where's your trousers? I think that they are in the way. Please take me with you, a Doctor of Gallifrey.
A while back, I recorded my first CD. Being a Texan of Irish heritage and a clever fella, I decided I would title it Tejas Cabra. Well, I don't have to explain to you, of course, that it's part Spanish and part Irish, and it means Texas forever. In the intervening years, however, I have spent a lot of time explaining to a lot of people from Dublin to Denton, from Galveston to Galway, and all points in between, what Tejas Cabra means. Well, upon reflection, I realize that it means a lot more than just Texas forever. It really kind of stands for all those things that make being Irish in Texas so special. And that's how I came to write this song. Tejas Cumbra means Texas forever means Viva la Tejas means Tejas Cumbra. Lift up your long necks, bow to your partners. Now turn towards Austin and yell Tejas Cumbra. It's a bratwurst wrapped in a tortilla, washed down with a Guinness. It's soda bread with your frijoles. That's Tejas Cumbra. It's cabbage boiled with peppers and potatoes with everything. It's green pralines at NTIF. They have them every year. Tejas Cumbra means Texas forever means Viva la Tejas means Tejas Cumbra. Lift up your long necks, bow to your partners. Now turn towards Austin and yell Tejas Cumbra. It's a schottische in Sherman or a mazurka in Midland. It's a waltz across Texas. That's Tejas Cumbra. It's step dancing in Dallas and carry sets down in Kerrville. It's a fling flung in Arlington. Ah yeah, that's Tejas Cumbra. Tejas Cumbra means Texas forever means Viva la Tejas means Tejas Cumbra. Lift up your long necks, bow to your partners. Now turn towards Austin and yell Tejas Cumbra. It's Willie Nelson playing and singing on Blue Eyes of Crime. It's that red-headed stranger. Oh yeah, that's Tejas Cumbra. I have it on good authority that Buddy Holly's mother was a Murphy. And then there's the king, you know who I mean, none other than Bob Wills, no better man. Tejas Cumbra means Texas forever means Viva la Tejas means Tejas Cumbra. Lift up your long necks, bow to your partners. Now turn towards Austin and yell Tejas Cumbra. So if you are from Texas and your people came from Ireland, give me your hand to shake and come on in. We will share what we have with you. God be with you too. We're just so glad to have you here with us again. Tejas Cumbra means Texas forever means Viva la Tejas means Tejas Cumbra. Lift up your long necks, bow to your partners. Now turn towards Austin and yell Tejas Cumbra. Tejas Cumbra means Texas forever means Viva la Tejas means Tejas Cumbra. Lift up your long necks, bow to your partners. Now turn towards Austin and yell Tejas Cumbra.
There were three drunken maidens come from the Isle of Wight. They started drinking on Sunday, never stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night came round, me boys, sure they wouldn't be out. These three drunken maidens
push the jug about.
And in came dancing Sally, with her cheeks as red as bloom. Move over me, jolly sister, and give young Sally some room. And I will be your equal before the evening's out.
These three drunken maidens, they push the jug about.
There's partridge and hare. There's every kind of dainty, nor scarcity is there. There's 40 quarts of baby boys, he barely drunk them out.
And these three drunken maidens, they push the jug about.
Then in came the landlord, he was looking for his pay. It was a 40-pound bill, the lads, these maidens had to pay. Had 10 pounds apiece, me boys, still they wouldn't get out.
These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. There were three drunken maidens come from the Isle of Wight. They started drinking on Sunday, never stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night came round, me boys, sure they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. Drunken maidens, they push the jug about.
Beer, 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 trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer, beer. 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take 98 down and pass them around, and that's my bottle of beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when you're dead, the old men said all your friends will be drinking your beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. If it wasn't for all the Guinness, I'd have gone home a long time ago. I'd have been straight, I'd have been sober, not staggering to and fro. I remember the words of me father as I order up one more. No matter how much you stagger and such, you can never fall off of the floor. Floor, floor, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. Oh, I often give the water to me son and to me daughter. I often give the wine unto me wife. She's always whining. Her mother's big and scary. She drinks up all the sherry. The baby takes the milk to save its life. Oh, me father drinks poutine to keep his thinking clean. It keeps his mind so nimble and so clear. But of all the liquefiers for meself and my desires, there isn't anything as wet as beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. It's a mystery to me why some people drink the tea. It's only just a bitter form of rain. And them without a reason that drink the nasty squeezing of the apple when the oranges are insane. Oh, some drink the soda pop till the dying makes them stop. They're killed of malnutrition every year. Oh, but them as wise as I are going to live until we die. Survive by just an empty glass of beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. I drink my beer from bottles or from cans, or right out from the tap where it stands. I drink it from jars, under bridges or in bars. Sometimes I do not even use me hands. I drink it from the styrofoam or glass. I drink it on a Sunday after Mass or during Mass. I drink it till I think I couldn't take another drink. Then I drink until I fall upon my beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. Here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy. a little bit sad of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Meet Ebenezer, thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Meet Johnny Hammer, had a terrible stammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddie Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark, the herald angels sing. Bum bum. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every beer, 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 trickly beer.
It was a Friday morn on the day that we set sail, and we were not far from the land.
From the land.
When our captain, he spied a mermaid so fair, comb and a glass in her hand,
and the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
Up spoke the captain of our gallant ship,
and the fine old man was he.
This fishy mermaid has warned us of our doom. We shall sink to the bottom of the sea,
and the ocean waves do roll,
and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor sailors go skipping at the top, landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
Then up spoke the mate of our gallant ship,
and the fine spoken man was he,
saying, I have a wife in Brooklyn by the sea, and tonight a widow she will be,
widow she will be,
and the ocean waves do roll.
at the top, while the land lovers lie down below, 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 while the land lovers lie down below.
Then up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship,
and a brave young lad was he,
saying, I have a sweetheart in Salem by the sea, and tonight she'll be
weeping there for me. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the land lovers lie down below, 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 while the land lovers lie down below.
Then up spoke the cook of our gallant ship,
and the crazy old butcher
was he,
saying, I care much more for me kettles and me pots than I do for the bottom of the sea,
bottom of the sea,
and the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the land lovers lie down below, 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 while the land lovers lie down below.
Then three times around spun our gallant ship,
and three times around spun she,
spun she,
and three times around spun our gallant ship, and she sank to the bottom of the sea,
bottom of the sea,
and the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the land lovers lie down below, 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 while the land lovers lie down below, and the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the land lovers lie down below, 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 while the land lovers lie down below.
After Keen was my song, Doctor of Gallifrey, from my album, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. Then came Don Gabbert with Tejas Go Bra from Alone on the Porch. Oh, I love that song. After that was Hair of the Dog with Three Drunken Maidens from their album, Liam Left the Lights On Again. Then Andrew McKee with Beer Medley from The Irish Bard. And finally, Karma's That Was the Mermaid from their album, Songs of the Sea. Celtic Podcast News. This week in the Celtic Music Magazine, I share with you a few secrets I learned about booking a trip to visit Skellig Michael in Ireland. This island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the island climbs like 700 feet above sea level. It is known for the Gaelic monastery that was founded there in the 6th and 8th centuries, and it was also featured in the Star Wars The Last Jedi episode. So it's not easy to access, and I have an article where you can learn more about it and how to access the island when you travel to Ireland. Subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Go to bestcelticmusic.net. This show exists because of the kind patronage of people like you. You can make a pledge of a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. And you also get episodes before regular listeners. You can become a generous patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. I want to thank our newest patron, Jay Koenig. Thank you so much for helping us celebrate Celtic culture through music. To get back to the music, next up is Sligo Rags with We're Irish Tonight, Hungover in the Morning from their album Roll Me Down the Mountain.
Tonight, hungover in the morning, the water's alight, our pure and freely flowing, the beer boat dark and light, is cold, the head is foaming, we're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Well, David, there is a New York
guitar well. Gordy on the big, that bass from Norway, cold as hell. Why they're here in an Irish band is anybody's guess. But here they are singing rebel tunes and drinking with the rest. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The waters of life are pure and freely flowing. The beer, both dark and light, is cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Papist broad from northern Italy. Daddy was an Irish Jew, don't ask how that can be. They sold me to a Scottish clan way down in Arizona. I guess that's why I drink for free, but wake up all alone. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The waters of life are pure and freely blowing. Dark and light is cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Branches of your family tree. Don't reach across the ocean to that emerald in the sea. To them, callous posers, we'll calmly raise a glass. Stand shoulder to shoulder. We're Irish, kiss my
wear. Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The waters of life are here and freely flowing. Dark and light, dark is cold, light. The head is foaming.
We're Irish and I hate hungover in the morning.
Days that I was courting, I was seldom done resorting. In the alehouse and the playhouse, and many the house between. I told my brother Seamus, I'll go off and get right famous. And when I come back home again, I'll have seen the whole wide world. And it's goodbye, Merchant Durkin. I'm sick and tired of working. No longer think of Brady's, I'll no longer be a fool. And sure, my name is Connie, I'll go off to California. Instead of digging Brady's, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Farewell to all the girls at home, I'm bound away across the foam. Off to seek my fortune in far of Mary Kay. There's silver there aplenty for the poor and for the gentry. And when I come back home again, I never more will say, that's goodbye, Merchant Durkin. I'm sick and tired of working. No longer dig the Brady's, no longer be a fool. I'm sure my name is Connie, I'll go off to California. Instead of digging Brady's, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Yeah! Now I'm in San Francisco and my fortune it is made. My pockets loaded down with gold, I'll throw away me spade. I'll go back to dear old Erin, never working, never caring. I'll marry Queen Victoria, Miss Durkin, for the spite.
It's goodbye, Merchant Durkin. I'm sick and tired of working. I no longer dig the Brady's, no longer be a fool. I'm sure my name is Connie, I'll go off to California instead.
across the western ocean me was wander. Oh, and where is me hat, me noggy noggin hat? All gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the brim is worn out, and the crown is picked up out, and me hair is looking up for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin down on South Street drinking gin, and across the western ocean we must wander. Are kicked about, and me toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin down on South Street drinking gin, and across the western ocean we must wander. Oh, and where are me pants, me doggy doggin pants? All gone for beer and tobacco. The fly is kicked about, and me ass is looking up for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin down on South Street drinking gin, and across the western ocean we must wander. I haven't been to bed since I first came to shore with all me plunder. Well, I see centipedes and snakes, and I'm full of pains and aches, and I guess we better push out over yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin down on South Street drinking gin, and across the western ocean we must wander.
I've come from left and half deft and half for the Welsh mountains where the leeks and the violets and the nanny goats dwell. I've come here in search of a lovely young maiden, and where she has gone to I'm sure I can't tell. She's the pride of her gender, her waist small and slender, her hair is magenta and she squints with one eye. She talks like a parson, she sings like a nightingale, and if I don't find her I'm sure I will die. So I'll weep and I'll wander o'er hills and o'er mountains in search of my Jenny, oh where can she be? I'll weep and I'll wander o'er the hills and o'er mountains in search of my Jenny, oh where can she be? Her home and her family are highly respected. Her mother milks cows on a three-legged stool. Her father's a farmer, her aunt is a lady, her uncle's a rogue and her brother's a fool. I courted sweet Jenny, I told her I loved her. We were to be married upon a May morn, but there came a young soldier from the Royal Artillery, and on the next morning my Jenny was gone. So I'll weep and I'll wander o'er hills and o'er mountains in search of my Jenny, oh where can she be? I'll weep and I'll wander o'er hills and o'er mountains in search of my Jenny, oh where can she be? Say, have you seen her? To you I'll describe her. She wears a red petticoat and a hat on her head. She moves when she's walking, she speaks when she's talking. Her handkerchief's lettered O-P-X-Y-Z. I search through the mountains, I search through the valleys, I climbed Carrantoo Hill, I looked up in the air. I searched holes and corners, I read through the papers, I looked up the chimney but found her nowhere. So farewell to you, Jenny. You've gone with your soldier. I never will find you wherever you be. No more will I wander o'er hills and o'er mountains. Farewell to you, Jenny, wherever you be. So I'll weep and I'll wander o'er hills and o'er mountains in search of my Jenny. Oh, where can she be? I'll weep and I'll wander o'er hills and o'er mountains in search of my Jenny. Oh, where can she be?
Mother's making Merry Mac, marry me. My mother's making me Merry, Merry Mac.
We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac.
3, 4.
There's a neat little lass, her name is Merry Mac. Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas wanna get her on her back, but I think that they'll have to get up early.
Well, Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac, marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm merry, merry Mac.
Now Mary and her mother are often seen together. In fact, you never see one without the other. People often ask me if it's Mary or her mother or both of them together that I'm courting.
Well, Mary Mac's mother making Mary Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm merry, merry Mac.
In the hills of Benahee, I sat with a bonnie lass sitting on my knee. Then a bumblebee stung me up above my knee. Up among the heather in the hills of Benahee.
Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac.
Bonnie lass, where you want to spend the day? She said among the heather in the hills of Benahee. Up where the lads and lass are making out so free. Up among the heather in the hills of Benahee.
Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac.
Everything is now arranged. Sooner name will change the mind, unless her mind be changed. I'm making all arrangements that I think should be arranged. The marriage is an awful undertaking.
Well, Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac.
Grand affair, grander than a fair. There's gonna be a fork and plate for every man who's there. And I'll be a bugger if I don't get my share. If I don't, I'll be very much mistaken.
Well, Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac.
Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas wanna get her on her back, but I think that they'll have to get up early.
Well, Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac. Merry Mac's mother making Merry Mac marry me. My mother making me Merry, Merry Mac. We'll all be merry when Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be merry when I'm Merry, Merry Mac.
After Sligo Rags was Mershon Durkin from Plastic Patty from their album Lucky Enough. Then came the Barley Boys with Me Jolly Grog from It's a Long Drive from Ireland. Then Laugh and Half Draft by Jim Cope from King of Ballyhooly. And finally Coyote Run with Merry Mac from their album Pleads the Fifth. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share it with one friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping these incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine Every week I send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s just for signing up. Thank you so much for being a Celt of kindness. And remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's easy to do. Just head on over to bestcelticmusic.net/vote to cast your vote right now. And how I like to do it is I will go to the top of every show notes. I list all the bands. I copy that into a special note on Evernote. And as I find songs that are not my favorites, that I don't think are the absolute best, I remove the band that played it. Pretty simple. Go cast a vote today. All right, we are going to finish up the show with one of my all-time favorite Celtic silly songs. This is Ed Miller from his album, The Edinburgh Rambler. It's The Devil Made Texas. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back again next week, hopefully better time-wise, on time, that is, on Thursday morning, as usual. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
Oh, the devil in hell, they say he was chained, and there for 1,000 years he remained. He neither complained, and nor did he groan, but decided to start up a hell of his own. But he could torment the souls of men without being shut in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had any sand left over from making of this great land. The Lord, he said, yes, I've plenty on hand, but it's way down south on the Rio Grande. And to tell you the truth, the stuff is so poor, I doubt it'll do us a hell anymore. The devil went down, looked over the truck, and he said if it came as a gift he was stuck. For once he'd examined it careful and well, he decided the place was too dry for a hell. But the Lord, just to get the stuff off of his hands, he promised the devil he'd water the land. For he had some old water that was of no use, a regular bog hole that stunk like the deuce. So the grant it was made, and the deed it was given. The Lord, he returned to his place up in heaven. The devil soon saw he had everything needed to make up a hell, and so he proceeded. He scattered tarantulas over the roads, put thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads. He sprinkled the sand with millions of ants, so the man that sits down must wear soles on his pants. He lengthened the horn of the Texas steer and added an inch to the jackrabbit's ears. He put water puppies in all of the lakes, and under the rocks he put rattlesnakes. He hung thorns and brambles on all of the trees. He mixed up the dust with chiggers and fleas. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you by buzzing its wings. The heat in the summer's 110, too cold for the devil but too hot for men. And all who remained in that climate soon bore stings, bites and scratches and blisters galore. He quickened the buck of the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede. And the wild boar roams in the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that we've got for a hell. He planted red peppers beside the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and you will shout, I've got hell on the inside as well as the out.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dundee, Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.